Jaden's lost her homework. Maury's lost her tooth again. Deep clean dishes, laundry, school, Lord, Mama's gotta have a friend. We don't even have to drive far. We can just sit here in my car. We're the car cat mom.
They must miss us.
Yeah.
These kids, bro.
I cannot.
Children.
Oh my God. Is it not
the worst right now, raising a child?
Yeah,
do you feel like you were that irritating when you were little? Because I don't feel like I was that irritating. I mean, like, I
remember
don't.
You as a kid.
I know I was irritating and obnoxious, but, like, I never... Ask my mother until
no,
I turned.
Actually, you were really, you didn't do anything wrong.
Until,
I did more wrong than you did.
Until I turned 18 and was like, deuces, she was like, she was a great child. She
yeah,
listened to every command.
Yeah, but if you didn't, she would have murdered you.
Right.
Because I'm just saying, she's a good mom. That's what good moms do.
Yeah.
They murder their kids.
Yeah, right. So when our children are murdered.
I can just remember, like, the shindigs and I meant to say shenanigans. The shenanigans I'd get myself into, like, on the weekends that I'd have to tell you about on Monday because you weren't
allowed to do anything.
Not that you weren't allowed to,
I wasn't
but
allowed
you just
to do anything.
You weren't there for any of it. So I'd be like, ah, Tashina would have really had fun robbing this bank with me.
Right. But I also never caught any charges like everybody else did.
I didn't either.
No,
I totally slipped under that
because
all of my friends started
yes.
to, and that's when I started, like, really second guessing my choices here. Like, okay, Stephanie.
Yeah. So I can thank them for being strict on that because I never caught one MIC, not nothing, and all of our friends.
Yeah,
caught them charges left and right.
And Stephanie just slipped beneath the wind with all of those.
Right.
I was at every single situation. I really was. I was just left breezing through.
Got to go. Bye.
And I can tell you right now, it would have been 10 times worse for me because
right.
a lot of people thought I would have get off
no.
because of my dad. But I can tell you right now, it mm-hmm. would have been worse.
And
me.
Even if your dad would have let it go, your mom would not have because your mom did not
she would
want
have been
the
one
stigma.
Of those moms murdering her kid.
Yeah. Your mom did not want that stigma of being, like, a police officer's wife or a police officer's child
she
getting by
to,
with stuff.
Even for herself.
Yeah.
She used to ask them to give her a ticket. Do you know that? Like, she'd get pulled over, and when they would find out, she would not tell them that she was married to the chief. Like, she just wouldn't.
Right.
And when they would see her last name, they would say, like, oh, Pellegrini. Then they would, oh, okay, just slow down. And she's like, no, if you were going to give me a ticket, then you better give me a
right.
ticket. Like, I was speeding, give me the ticket.
Right.
Like, nobody on the planet talks himself into getting a ticket but my mom.
Last week, I got pulled over in Carson City because the sticker on my car, I was not speeding, thank you.
The registration
sticker?
My
uterus was dying, and I didn't have the lead in my foot because my uterus was dying too. To even be where it needed to be. I was like...
Yeah, no thing.
So the sticker on my car, my registration expired in September. I registered my vehicle. I just never put the sticker on, and then the sticker has vanished. And I was just like, you know what? Meh. It'll come back around when I have to re-register it.
One time I got pulled over for that situation, for the sticker on my car, and I was like... Oh, no, I think I got it at home. It should be, you know, it's fine. Okay, well, okay, Stephanie, just go to court. Take care of it. You'll be fine. They'll take it off.
Oh, they gave you a ticket?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't get a ticket.
Oh, yeah, no, they wrote me a ticket. It was here locally, too.
Oh.
We're not friends.
Oh.
Anyways, so I came home, and no, mine was expired for 8 months.
That's probably why you got a ticket, because when he ran your plate, it was expired. And he probably didn't want to argue with you and was just like...
I'm not an argumentative person.
Not at all.
No, I would
not
have just been
at
like...
at all.
Can we talk about volleyball for a second,
sure.
you guys? Because it's not that I'm argumentative. Sometimes I'm just dense. But, yeah, okay. So this weekend, me and Tashina are coaching volleyball. Seventh... What? Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade are combined. And so out of the 8 girls on our team... 2 of them have played before.
Cool.
And they happen to be our children.
Right.
The other six have never played volleyball before.
Didn't know what volleyball was, didn't know how the game was played.
Yes. So the rules are third and fourth serve behind the yellow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fifth and sixth serve behind the blue, which is further back. Girls, guys, ladies and gentlemen, people of the congregation, whoever the fuck I'm talking to. Anyway, okay. So we have a team that's combined with all of them, and I don't know why, for the life of me, I cannot get it in my head that this certain young girl is in fifth grade. Is it because she's so little?
I think so, because she is fairly little.
She's short.
Yes.
Like, she's... And because Jaden plays sports, she's, like, involved in all this stuff, and I have seen this girl in one sport before,
right.
But I just never associated her with being in fifth grade. I just didn't.
Which is the grade our daughters are in.
Yes. So she's serving behind the yellow line where third and fourth graders serve, and then we're told that she needs to move back. But when they told us that, she was like, third and fourth serve behind the yellow line. Fifth and sixth behind the blue. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, she's behind the yellow line. Yeah, third and fourth are behind the yellow line. And I said, well, she was behind the yellow line. Oh, my God, it must have went on like five times. And I was getting flustered. Like, what the fuck are you trying to tell me? What yellow line? Am I wrong? Well, I was wrong because she was supposed to be behind the blue line. She's like, she's in fifth grade. Like,
and then all I hear is, Deshaya!
At that point,
I have no idea why I wasn't at the beginning. Like, where was I? Just hanging out, talking to somebody else.
You were talking to the ref, I think. Anyway, so I came across like a big jackass. And Stephanie had to apologize because I normally don't argue, especially about a learning league volleyball. I could care less. Like, I really could care less. Right. But I really came across as a jerk, but it was so... all because I'm dumb, apparently.
That's like when JJ and I were having that conversation at the book club. And neither one of us were understanding what was happening.
And that was literally just about light or heavy whipped cream, wasn't it?
Yes. That was all that was. God. But, yeah, and then I just walked over and I got told that she had to serve behind the blue line. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was literally expecting Tashina to come over and fight for my honor. I was like, Tashina! And she comes over. So we say it and she's just like, okay. And then I was like, well, now I look like a fucking jackass. Thank you. My God. Ha, and then it like hit me like, holy shit, she's in fifth grade.
Well, guess you're not going to forget this weekend, are you?
No, she's going to serve where she's supposed to serve.
Yes.
They all are.
Yes.
I'll get out there and make sure. I'm going to hold their foot in front, behind the line.
Yes, we don't get to, no, no more.
Anyways.
Oh, anyways, raising children is hard, guys, and our little brains can't do it anymore.
Especially when you're raising the children through the fucking tummy virus of hell.
Oh my God. I knock on something right now. I'm so glad we haven't gotten that. Stephanie's whole house, guys, has gotten the tummy bug from hell.
Well, half the house.
Half the house.
Half the house has got it, and the other
half
is
praying. You better hope the other half is immune.
The other half is praying. But the only thing that I can think is that they're not going to get it because we caught it so quick.
Quick.
It was like Addie, then me, then Jaden, like instantly. It's now been...
a few days.
3.5 days since we've had anybody throw up. And the other ones seem to be fine. But I swear to God, if one, like, if they even just look somewhat pale, I'm like, are you okay? Do you need to go to the bathroom? Let me get you a wet wash. Like, are you okay? And they're fine.
What's a wet wash?
A wet washcloth.
Oh, okay.
Do you not give your kids a wet washcloth when they're sick?
I don't mother my kids when they're sick. Go to the bathroom, puke in the toilet, I'll be there in a minute. Like, you went above and beyond for your children.
Let me just tell you something that I have a lot of guilt for that I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I'll tell you now.
Okay.
Because you just made me feel better about my parenting.
Okay.
When Jaden I fell asleep at 8 o'clock the night Jaden got sick. She started throwing up at 11 and she came and got me. And I was just like, Jay, I know, there's nothing you can do. Like, you just have to ride it out. And I went back to bed. So she threw up. She came in multiple times, and then she was laying next to me in bed. I did, like, wake up every time she threw up, like, are you okay, babe? Like, I love you.
Oh, I at least sit with them in there, but, like...
But then she finally came, I don't remember what time it was, and she finally came in sobbing, are you sure there's nothing you can do? And I got up, and then like, literally felt like the world's worst mom because she was really sick. Like, she had it way worse than me and Addie
did. That's what you said.
Yeah, like, she, like, exorcism, right. Vomit everywhere. And then I found out that she was, like, cleaning up after herself. She started a load of laundry. Like,
Stephanie!
I know.
Worst parent in the world.
Seriously.
Yay, that goes to you, not me.
So then I stayed up with her the rest of the night and loved on her like crazy. And I even told her, Jay, I'm so sorry I didn't get up earlier. And she's like, it's okay, Mom. You have to work. Yeah. It was awful. So I'm just ready for this week
to be
over.
It is going through the school like gangbusters, though. Maurice came home at lunch today and was like, Mom, somebody vomited at school. And I was like, oh, fuck. And he's like, not in my class, though. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, it's going around.
Like, God bless.
It's going around a lot more than the school.
Yeah. No, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. If I have to deal with another person's bodily functions, I swear to God, I cannot. I cannot. I'm just really happy Joey hasn't got it.
Yeah.
Grown-ass men throwing up.
No.
Calling for their mommies.
Oh, God.
Not okay.
I don't know how Peyton didn't get it from Jaden. That baffles me. Because the night that she got sick, Peyton, they were all up in each other's faces, like hugging on each other and stuff, before they started fighting like they hated each other.
Which is...
All the time.
I never know which direction it's going to go with those two.
You just got to ride her out. So I'm shocked to shit that Peyton hasn't gotten it.
Well, it's the same with like Lily and Trinity.
Yeah.
They live in the same house.
Right.
Yeah. Lily and Jaden share a room.
Right. Dude, I'd have been like, get out, Jaden. Bye.
I have found out, though, that sick Jaden is a lot more pleasant to sleep with. Because normally, that girl, like, if Joey works nights or something, she'll come sleep with me. And she's normally, like, a wild banshee. Like, freaking, I wake up with black eyes. I wake up to her feet in my face and her head on my feet. Like, it's insane. Or sometimes she's crossed over. Like, she's crazy. Right. But she slept with me the other night, and she...
Didn't move a muscle?
I don't think she moved at all.
Poor little thing.
Like, yeah. Her body and the blanket and the bed were the exact position when I woke up the next morning. Like, I thought she was gone. I'm not kidding. Like, Jaybird, are you okay? Okay. She was really sick. So all week I've been planning my dinners accordingly to what is easiest to clean up. Like, nothing red. Nothing smelly. It's been...
I just feel like ever since we decided to go do this podcast bi-weekly, everything has went to hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a lot going on. And it's all on my side.
Yes.
And I'm sorry about that, but I can't control life.
No, I understand, but, like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a break here? Well, if we have to, we'll go back to weekly. Okay? Jeez.
We can't handle that either right
like,
now.
Like, no. We barely made it here today, guys. Yeah. You're lucky that you're even getting to hear our voices. We apologize, but life is stressful fucking right now. Okay? Give us a break, guys. Mm. Lord. Fucking Russia's threatening to bomb people?
They're not threatening there.
I meant, like, nuclear.
Who are they threatening to do that to?
Ukraine.
To nuke them?
Uh-huh.
I saw something about how they're...
If they get nuked, it's only a matter of time before we get nuked. Sorry, but that's the God-honest truth.
What's your God-honest truth?
That's 100% accurate. If somebody nukes somebody else...
Everybody's
just going to be like, beep, 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 beep. And we're not going to have to worry about anything anymore, guys, because...
I can't even watch the news anymore. I can't even think about all that nonsense.
It's bad. Dude, I'm in love with the Ukrainian president, though. He's a badass.
Yeah?
Yeah, Biden asked him if he wanted a ride out of there, and he said, I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. Nice.
He's fighting with him.
Yes,
I think he is.
He is. Good for him. Oh, man.
My favorite little, you know that little dancer that I always post, like, his videos of? He's that handsome little blonde guy with the floofy curls
yes.
on top.
Uh-huh.
He's Ukrainian.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he fighting?
No, he's here in America, but his family is there and he's been posting videos.
Oh,
like,
man.
His dad is fighting. I think he said his brother is fighting. But he was saying, like, normal everyday citizens
uh-huh.
are,
oh,
like,
yeah.
they're military.
Yeah. But that's why you don't let them take your guns.
Mm-hmm.
Guys?
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, you know? Anyway, off that political bullshit.
Tashina says, okay, Stephanie, I've been really negative the last couple podcasts. So, we are not going to say anything negative the next podcast. So, we have to find something positive. So far, we've come up with World War III. What was the other one? That girl who beheaded her?
Multiple people, was it not? I didn't read the article.
You know, it said one. But the way they said it, there's body parts everywhere. And I don't know how many body parts one person has, but it says legs were found in multiple places.
People
which I understand that you have two legs and multiple means two. But just the way they said it, like, they...
Right.
I think they found a lot of legs, honestly.
There's a lot of legs and a torso and a few heads.
One head. So they can't say multiple bodies because there's only one head.
Right. But if they found six legs...
They got beheaded somewhere.
Right.
And you know what?
What was her reasoning? I never listened.
She didn't want to kill them.
Oh.
She didn't want to kill them.
Well,
but
what?
She was choking them and she enjoyed it. So she kept doing it.
Like,
is what
sexually?
She said.
Choking
I don't know
them,
if she...
Or just like...
Well, I don't know that you can sexually choke somebody. You can choke somebody while sexually doing sexual things. But sexually choking somebody? Tashina just very sensually ran her hand up my arm towards my neck with, please tell me that's not the face you give Matthew, because that was terrifying. It was not seducing whatsoever. Anyhow, I'm never going to ask you to show me how to sensually choke somebody again. I feel bad for your husband.
Yeah, that wasn't my sensual face.
Okay.
God.
I don't think I have a sensual face. It's probably
can
like
we
this.
All just agree to disagree or to agree?
What?
Let's agree to agree that our sensual faces in the moment are not great. They can't be.
I can't. I've never seen my face.
Right.
And I don't.
And that's why you don't need to look in a mirror when it's happening. Because I can't imagine.
There's
a whole lot
of reasons to not look in a mirror
right.
while it's happening,
right.
And my face is the last on the list. Just saying. Fuck, it's hot in here. God damn.
Oh, man. I read somewhere, I watched a TikTok. Why do I pretend like I read anything? I watched a TikTok and it was like, you need to have friends that uplift you because you can't charge your battery with another dead battery. And what I was trying to get to on the we need to be up is I just felt like I was like, oh, this is, you know? And I need to be...
I like when you're negative with me.
Lively!
I like when your negativity matches my negativity. It lights me up so much. I have enough energy for the rest of the week. Like, I don't agree with that TikTok at all.
Oh.
If I'm having a bad time, I want to talk shit. Like, I need a friend who's going to be there, like, not to say, it gets better. Like, fuck that! Go home! Eat ice cream!
I agree with that. I agree with
wine.
That. But then there's those people that are negative all the time.
Yeah.
That just suck the fucking life out of you. And you're like, you don't have one positive thing to say about your life. Like, not one.
Yeah.
Like, you're not pooping in a hole. There's a positive. You have running water. You don't have a neighbor of Ukraine
yeah.
or of Russia trying to bomb you. It's not that bad. You have toilet paper.
Do I?
Speaking of toilet paper, let me fucking tell you, every time I go pee at my office, I have to change the fucking toilet paper roll. And I'm starting to feel like it's a joke on me. Every time.
How do they use that much toilet paper?
Well, not every time.
But you're
but
the one who changes
every time. Like, how did I become the one that changes the toilet paper? So then, in my mind... Because sometimes I change it early because, like, the next person isn't going to have enough, right? So this time, this yesterday, was that today? It was yesterday. I was like, I'm leaving it. The next person can change it. And then they'll get into the habit of having to change it. Okay? The next fucking person to go pee apparently was me. And I had to change it.
I changed the toilet paper at my work. Pretty much every morning. Is that little mongrel coming out here to talk to us?
Yep.
bless America.
You change the toilet paper at your office too?
Yep, every morning.
Every morning? That's a lot of toy boy.
Toy boy. Not every morning, but I check it every morning, and if it has a little bit left, then I just replace it.
Wow. TP changers we are.
Yeah. Good at our jobs.
You know, good for us. Mm-hmm. Good for fucking us.
Has your child been dressing up like the bullshit spirit week that they've had this week?
No.
Can we just come together and sign a petition to get rid of spirit weeks?
Yes!
Because, first of all, dress up as your favorite author. My goddamn second grader doesn't have a fucking favorite author.
No.
And there are no just favorite author outfits inside the house. Like, it takes time and planning and money, and I ain't about it. So I dressed her up by putting her in a dress, and I braided her hair, and she's like, who am I? Joey's like, Pocahontas. And she's like, okay. Who's Pocahontas? Is that even a book? No, it's a movie. But it was awful.
And then, it's not an author.
That was a different one, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Who's your favorite character or something. Yeah. I don't know. There was a lot. And then we did the Dr. Seuss Day. Let me just tell a story really quick.
Okay.
Even Tashina's heard it before, but Jaden was very sick, as we've talked about. And Jaden, so she started at 11 o'clock and she threw up all the way till 6:45. And then I thought she was done because she, like, you know, you could just tell, like, there was nothing left of her. She couldn't even pick up her arms. Like, she was like, ugh, she's done. Except for she was saying, water, water. So I got her some water and I told her, Jaden, just take small sips because you're not going to, your stomach is not going to be happy. She's like, but I'm so thirsty. I'm like, okay, take small sips. So I handed it to her. She took a sip. I turned around. She must have gulped. She must have gulped it because.
A big gulp.
Yes. So I get her situated on the couch. She fucking falls asleep. Like, everything's good. We're just getting ready to go. Addison is on the at the table right next to the couch.
This is the Titanic table for you people that have listened for a long time.
So Addie is doing her, like, bookmark that they're supposed to design for a competition at the school. She's coloring it. And I'm on the phone with my mom, and all of a sudden I hear, like, blood-curling scream. And I was like, Mama, I gotta go. Like, somebody just died. So I walk around into my living room. Jaden fucking sat up, exorcist style, and, like, projectile vomited all over Addison, all over Addie's homework. Like, the room was drenched. Everybody's mouths were hanging open like they could not believe it just happened, and Addie was screaming her head off. And it was Cat in the Hat Day, so I had drawn... I drew the little whiskers on her ears, and one side of her cheek, the whiskers were, like, literally dripping down her cheek, and she was just looking at me like, no! I was like, oh my god. Jaden was like, I'm so sorry. She felt so bad.
Nothing worse than, like, the smell of puke either.
That one was literally, I'm not even kidding, it was all water. It was clear. No smell. Like, there was nothing left in her body at all. It was just clear. Like, clear. But that's what I'm saying. She must have really gulped.
Right.
Because I don't know how that much water came out of her. I'm like, Jaden, you have to sip it. She's like, but I'm so thirsty.
No. Back to the subject. I refuse to do dress-up days.
I hate them.
And it seems like there's so many dress-up days this year. Like, what the fuck?
And what happened to, like, easy, crazy sock days?
Right.
Because we live crazy socks.
Right.
I don't have any matching socks in my whole house.
Exactly.
Or, like, crazy hair day.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty normal,
just
too.
Just don't brush your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is all of this extra BS?
Or, like, mismatched patterns, because some reason my kids love that.
Right.
They'll go with, like, stripes on top and floral on the bottom, and it makes me crazy, but whatever.
Right. Let's do some easy stuff.
What is this, like, favorite authors? I don't even know how to dress up as my favorite author.
Favorite architect?
Did they have that?
No.
Oh, I was like,
saying,
Jesus.
It might as well. God. Favorite planet?
Your favorite dinosaur? come to school as your favorite dinosaur. Like, who makes these up?
I don't know.
But we should sign a petition.
Yeah. We should only have to dress our children up once a year at Halloween.
And even that's a little much.
And if we don't get the parade of costumes again, last year with just the principal yelling in the middle of the grass where the classes just walked by themselves, no.
Can I tell you something though? Halloween is terrible because it's not just the one day that they dress up. There's the Halloween parties. There's the trunk-or-treating. They're all on different goddamn days. Like, I just want to dress up my kid and do their makeup one time. And I don't even honestly want to do it that one time. But
yeah. But if it's only the one time that we have to dress them up, that would be much better.
Would it? Mm. I hate Halloween.
Just get the costumes where you don't have to do anything.
Here she comes to wreck the day.
What is she doing now?
Oh, she's going into the car.
Look at you. That was rude. Oh, so anyway, guys, our life's a shit show, as you know. This is nothing new. But we're trying our best, guys. And our best really has not been good enough recently. I feel like I've been beaten with a wet noodle a lot recently.
Yeah, did you know that I've gone this entire week without working out? And I have not.
I was gonna ask you.
I have not gone an entire week without working out in 11 years. Like, I've never missed that much. Well, yeah, I guess I have. When I had the COVID, I missed a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot. But yeah, I guess willingly, I've never.
Right.
Because I was sick pretty much through Monday, and I'm not gonna, my stomach has not been good since then. Yeah, like, I cannot get it back. Every time I eat, my stomach hurts again, like, nauseous.
Oh my god, is it a new diet? I'm gonna try that. Just kidding.
Except for I think it's going away, because today was starving. I could not get enough food into me.
It's because your body's like, okay, we're back,
it's
girl.
It's time to eat.
Let's go.
Yeah. So I'm gonna start on Monday, and I'm kind of excited because I think my body really needed a rest.
Probably.
I feel like it's gonna be a lot better. Shanti's been killing my ass.
Oh, I bet.
So
I've been doing the Peloton at lunch, 10 minutes of weights and then 10 minutes of riding my bike. And today I did a Tabata.
Yeah.
And it was 6 minutes.
They're hard.
And I was like this, it's only a 10 minute ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck is he wearing? Joey just walked out, guys, with his waders on.
He just bought those.
Oh.
Because his other waders have a hole in them, and that's...
There's a hole in my bucket.
And I don't know anything about waders, but I don't think there's supposed to be a hole in them.
No.
Yeah,
so... You can drown.
Yeah, he said, I need new ones. So he just ordered some new ones.
Good for him.
That was him giving us a fashion show.
Nice. He even changed his shirt and everything.
I think he just put his shirt on because he didn't have a shirt on when you were home.
No.
When you were
home. When I was home. Nope, didn't have a shirt on when I was home.
Nice.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I can't wait. It's starting to get lighter outside, and I feel like once that happens, the earth is much happier.
God damn you.
What?
God damn you.
What?
You always jinx everything.
What?
Because, Tashina?
It's a scientific fact. It's still light outside as we're talking right now, and it's already 6 o'clock. Normally, it's fucking the depths of hell dark.
Yeah, I get that. But you said with the light comes good things.
That's normally what happens. With the light comes good things. That's how things work.
We'll see. I can recall the last 2 New Years you saying that it's going to be a better year. And here we are.
I'm not having a terrible year. I mean, I understand you are, and your family's gone through a very rough time.
But I haven't. Well, la-dee-da.
Yet.
I wish you bad fortune.
I wish you the best.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, at least you guys got to hear us. We're trying so hard for you people, but it's really...
You're welcome for a 30-minute podcast about literally nothing.
Vomit.
Yep.
Vomit. That's what it was about.
Yep.
But at least you got to hear us.
You're
so
welcome.
We hope you enjoy this little thing. We have no idea when we'll be back because I'm not going to say we're going to do it bi-weekly because...
Bi-weekly,
because honestly, who fucking knows? Suck. So, there you have it, people. It's been a joy knowing you. In case we don't ever come back. You never know what's going to happen.
Or we're nuked.
Right, that's what I mean.
If we are nuked, you've been a great friend. And by great, I mean one of the worst. But I still love the shit out of you.
I got a text message from you today like, do you hate me? Bitch, no, I'm busy.
Sometimes I get really nervous. You guys, there's sometimes where literally my phone's like, ting, ting. Ting. Ting, ting, ting. Ting. And every single one of them are Tashina, Tashina, Tashina. And it fills my days. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But then some days it's just like silence of the lambs. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, what'd I fucking do? She hates me. Did I piss her off at practice last night? Was it when I called her a bitch because she stole the ball? Like, that's when my brain starts going like.
You guys, if you know anything about volleyball. Obviously, you have to call the ball, and then your other person's supposed to back off. And the other day, Stephanie and I were playing against our children, who are getting better because
they're getting a lot better.
They've started scoring on us, and we're not letting them do it. They've actually started scoring on us. So I got flustered, and Tashina's a big ball hog anyway. And Stephanie, the ball was
clearly my ball.
Clearly, Stephanie's ball right in front of her would have hit her perfectly if she just stood there and didn't move. And I ran all the way across the court.
And shanked it.
I did not. It got over.
Did it go over?
Yes. And I got the point, but...
Oh, no. I just figured. At that point, I didn't care about the point. I was mad. That was my ball. And then another time, I served the ball. And that I was literally coming up to the ball. And Tashina, I see her like a freaking lightning bolt from my peripheral vision. Like, this bitch, she's fucking going to do that. She's going to do it again. So I'm literally screaming, no, 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 no. And she hits the ball anyways. And I think that one was a shank. And I'm like, what the hell? And she's like, well, you said no.
I was telling you no. I didn't think you were getting it. I thought you meant you weren't getting there. So then I thought that I needed to kick it into gear.
You kicked it into gear before you even needed to, before you even said no.
I know.
The reason I said no is because you kicked it into gear. Like, I had the perfect... Anyways.
So.
Guys, we're great coaches.
We're great.
I only told one kid I was going to set their house on fire yesterday. That girl, I swear to God.
She's driving me crazy.
She's fun,
but I want to murder her. And I feel like
we have a kid on our team who is Tashina to a T. When we were growing up, like, if there's shit to talk, this girl's gonna do it. And she smiles while doing it.
Right.
And so pretty much if we tell her to do something, she does exactly what we used to do and, like, laughs.
Right. Until I got real mad at him, and then she was like...
Yes, she didn't know what to do. But anyways, so we have an 8 o'clock game. I know you need to go, but you're fine.
Oh, no.
We had an 8 o'clock game. And so we tell them they have to be there at 7:30, and because it's early, she's like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to come to this one. I will literally come and set your house on fire. She's like, oh, my God. We are great.
And then after practice, she just like hung out and was like staring at us. And I'm like, go away.
She slapped me like 12 times. Did you see her? Yeah, she was like trying to give me a high five. And so I like went to do it. And then I would move it really quick. And she's like, what the heck, man? And then she slapped me. I'm like, where's your parents? Time for you to go.
You've got to leave before we murder you.
Her and Jaden are starting this thing where they go, have you noticed that?
No.
Oh, my God. Jade does it to me all the time, especially if I'm mad.
Ooh. Slept those lips right off her face.
Seriously.
Oh, man. Yeah, she's definitely giving us a run for our money, for sure. But I still have not let the cannon loose.
For you?
Yeah. Not yet.
They don't even know.
They have no idea.
I was talking to Joey about it last night because I feel like between softball and volleyball, the roles of our coaching, like, they fully reversed.
Right.
And the roles of Jaden and... Peyton
have
also
reversed
because when we're doing volleyball, when we do volleyball, you pretty much take over like the coaching. Mm-hmm. which is perfectly fine. And Peyton pretty much takes over as...
the evil demon spawn?
The bad attitude. She's very negative in volleyball, which is really stupid because she's really good.
I had to have a talk with her for 35 minutes last night.
Oh my God.
35 minutes.
Of your life you'll never get back.
That I will never get back.
Because she's really good. She makes one mistake and then she's like, I suck. Like yeah. So loud. I'm like, you don't suck.
I told her dad last night, I've never met somebody in my entire life other than you that is so hard on themselves. Like, if she doesn't get it the first time, yeah, the world is ending. It's like, she can't, and then she can't come out of it. She cannot bring yeah herself back up. And I'm like, who gives a shit? If you miss your serve, does somebody die?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit.
And she has a good serve.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, you've got to chill out.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I just didn't want to serve twice. And I'm like, the only reason Stephanie was having you serve twice is because you're a good server. That was the only reason. But since you're such a shitty attitude, yeah, fuck yourself.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Good job. Anyways, and then, like, Jaden so far has had a pretty good attitude. Yeah. I haven't really had to talk to her too much. But
Other than Peyton stealing her balls on the games, and then they get into a fight.
Yeah, we got to keep them apart.
Yeah.
But they really are the two most aggressive ones, right, so putting them next to each other isn't really very smart to begin with.
No.
But then in softball, you, like, sit back. Peyton has a great attitude. Even when she's fucking up, she has a great attitude.
Because she doesn't love softball.
Oh, okay.
She loves
and
volleyball.
And Jaden, did you ever see Jaden smile during softball?
Not once.
No, yeah. That's why I'm not coaching this year. I don't care what con artist tries to get me into it like they did last year. I'm not doing it. She has to have a different coach. Because
Peyton's not playing softball, and I got suckered into coaching farm. Which is fine. Jason and I are going to do it again.
Are you going to take Addie?
Is she in farm? Addie's going to be in farm?
Farm is what? That's the one with
the pitching machine?
Yes.
She's so little.
She's bigger than Maurice.
It doesn't feel like it.
Well, she's also older than Maurice.
You know, I know she's older than Maurice, but
and
she
Maurice
just seems
is
so
tiny.
Little.
But she should have been in farm last year because of age, but we kept her down to T-ball because she's never played, so she will have to be in farm this year.
Okay.
So yeah, take her.
Okay.
Because I ain't coaching.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways. Okay, cool. You can help. Sweet.
Okay, guys.
All right. Well,
welcome to the podcast
to
where we discuss things on air that we could discuss
off air. And you guys wouldn't have to be a part of it. You're welcome, people. I guarantee all these people have the same fucking issues right now with every one of their children. I guarantee they're going through the same thing. Fifth grade is the absolute worst grade I've ever been
and sixth
into my life. I had a great fifth grade year. I don't know, and sixth grade,
I don't even
and
remember,
seventh grade.
I don't
I
remember
school.
Any of those years.
It was fantastic.
To be completely honest, and don't let this get your head any bigger.
You didn't remember school until me?
No, but school is awful until me and you became friends.
Nice. That's because I light everybody's life up.
You
I'm
really
telling
do.
You.
You do. I know, I'm telling you, too.
I'm a ray of
if you would
sunshine.
Shut the fuck up. You don't even have to talk yourself up because I was trying to do it, but you don't even allow people to do it.
I'm a ray of fucking sunshine.
Okay, guys. It's been nice.
All right. We'll see you when we see you, people. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Bye.